Today I would like to speak about the heart of Krishna. It's a difficult subject, but it is very important because we must know how does our Lord feel. The idea of our seminar is really that we become Krishna conscious and that all of you will be pure devotees after the seminar. Like, for instance, if you would have an accident after the seminar, you would immediately go back home, back to Godhead. You may laugh about this, but I mean it in a very serious way. I just received a very, very important letter by His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, where he describes his situation, and I will read it to you, and you will see that it is actually a very serious situation. Our Maharaj writes, after he was investigated, the doctors told him there is a need for immediate amputation of his foot and leg, chemotherapy and radiation. I asked if I did not follow through on their plan or did nothing, how long could I expect to live? "6 months," was the reply of the doctors. In my mind I thought, that is a long time, many things can happen in 6 months. Either I have all this time to prepare for death or sufficient time to do all that is necessary, physically and spiritually, to turn this whole thing around and come out of it more improved physically and spiritually. Our Maharaj describes that at this moment he has decided not to take amputation. With a team of very qualified devotee doctors and also doctors from the hospitals, he looks for alternative treatments. Then will decide how to fight with his cancer. Finally he writes, "I do not know what the conclusion will be. But I want to be around to see what it is." "Oops," he says, "I guess I will definitely be around since it is happening to me. Whatever it is, most definitely it is bigger than myself." Mm. I'm definitely changing bodies. The question is, will I be changing both the physical and mental body? When you are changing attitudes and thoughts in your life, you are changing only your mental body. When we say one changes his physical body, it means you die and go into a next body. I fear Srila Prabhupada himself will make the decision for me. It is a serious letter. It is a letter which reminds us of the eventuality of all of our destinies. We will all one day or later change our bodies. Our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is very Krishna consciousness, therefore he writes about it in a light-hearted way. Oops, I hope I will be around to see what happens to me. This comes by Krishna consciousness when you are really not so afraid of what happens to your body. So with this seminar, wonderful Krishna, I want to help all of us to become more Krishna conscious so that we can also say, oops, let Krishna decide, let Prabhupada decide if I will be here or not. This is a very necessary seminar. It will help us to absorb ourselves in Krishna. And I want to invite you to participate in the whole thing. I also want to make one little announcement. I forgot the name of the... please tell me your name. There are two disciples of Maharaj here. Dira Nitai, I'm sorry. Dira Nitai and Gaura Sundara. Gaura Sankirtan. I have requested them to prepare a big postcard for Maharaj. Where is the postcard? It is here. Please show the postcard. And Maya is also here. A beautiful postcard of Lord Nrisimhadev. And what is on the other side? Yes, there is something there. And you should all write on this postcard your names. What is the text, please, Maya? Yeah. Dear Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, we love you very, very much and we pray for you to Krishna even more than ever. Please all sign this and then we will send it to him in his hour of need, and it will encourage him and make him glad, and he will feel our support that we will help him in this difficult way. Now, I forgot you. Stavavali, please.
Yeah. koji ćemo poslati zajedno Bhakti Tirtha Maharaju i molim se svi bhakte da se potpišu na nju. Tekst, koliko sam mogla zapamtiti, glasi Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, svi te jako volimo i još sad se još više molimo za tebe. Sačinan Maharaj je rekao također da želi sve ohrabriti da se potpišu, da pošalju također svoje dobre želje, s obzirom da je ovo trenutak u kojem će Maharaju to puno značiti i bit ćemo sigurno vrlo drago da primi takve riječi ohrabrenja.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, our three devotees will be having like a table here. Is this correct? Maybe outside the tent? And you please all go there and sign lovingly your name. Huh? You can even write a little word, nothing complicated. Get better soon. Something, you know, he needs support. He will be very, very, very much moved. He is a person with a very open heart for all of us. And
jedan stolić na kojem ćete moći pronaći tu rasljednicu i sve molimo da se mi potpišu, možete čak i napisati riječ ili dvije, dakle ništa predugačko, nego u nešto stilu, nadamo se da ćete biti bolje i nešto sliče tome. Mahrađa će to sigurno jako cijeniti, on je osoba širokoga srca koja se mi stanemo i to će nam sigurno puno značiti.
So don't forget, after the seminar there will be this super dimensional postcard and it needs your name. I want to now start the seminar with an ancient spiritual prayer so that our studies will be successful. May he protect us, both teacher and pupil. May he strengthen us both. May we work with great energy. To find the true treasures of the Holy Scriptures. May our studies be enlivening and effective. And very important, may we never quarrel with each other. May there be peace, peace and peace in us, our environment, and in all the forces which work on us. We will chant this prayer now and we will do so every day. Om Sahana Vavatu. The heart of Krishna. Who or what is in Krishna's heart? Blood, thoughts, muscles. Krishna describes himself in the Bhagavatam that it is devotees who are in his heart. I am sadhunam hridayam tvaham. I am always in the hearts of the devotees, and similarly, the devotees are always in my heart. Would you also like to be in Krishna's heart? Wouldn't that be best? surrounded by the loving emotions of the Lord who cares for his devotees? Do you know what happens when you are in someone's heart? The energy of that person is influencing you. A devotee wants to be influenced by Lord Krishna and his energy, his Svarupa Shakti. Therefore, in this first of a couple of seminars, I will discuss how you truly can become a devotee. My dear devotees, there is a great difference between the shadow and the substance. For instance, you cannot eat a shadow of an apple. And you cannot embrace the shadow of a loved one. The shadow doesn't have substance. In this seminar, we will declare enough with being a shadow devotee of Krishna. We want to have the substance of a devotee of Krishna. Because then only Krishna can take care of us. Krishna doesn't take shadows in his heart. He takes real, substantial people in his heart. Lord Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita instructions what he expects his devotees to be. These instructions should form the guidelines in our lives. In the Gita, Prabhupada comments that someone who follows these instructions will become dear to Krishna like Arjuna was dear to Krishna. Krishna, like the Pandavas, he once said, anyone who is a friend of the Pandavas is my friend, and he who is an enemy to the Pandavas is my enemy. Haribo. Here, by the mercy of our seminar helpers, this famous verse has appeared and we will chant it together. Manmana bhava mat bhakto. Majaji mang namaskuru. Mame vaisyasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosime. Krishna's first instruction is concentrate your mind on me. As we will see in a little time, these instructions are instruction both for the body and the mind. And Krishna says, first the mind must be concentrated on me. The acharyas want to say how important it is that the mind is first engaged. They give the example of a servant to the king. He engages his body in the service of the king. He brings food. He brings, he fans. He announces important people who come before the king. His body is engaged. But his mind is with his beloved family. He goes like this. My little boy, he's just now walking in the house. Oh, very good. I wish the service with fanning is soon over. I hate this fat king. I want to be home with my son and my wife, and I want to eat chapatis. Oh, I hate this work, really. The minutes are moving very, very slow, and my arm is becoming tired. His body is engaged. But is he really there? He is at home. He is at home where his loved ones are. Prabhupada says you should not become an official meditator. If you become only an official Hare Krishna who dresses in this avant-gardistic hairstyle and has a very nice zari, and your mind is with the material world, what is this? Therefore, Lord Krishna gives us a meditation how we should put our mind into Him. Would you like to hear this meditation? Would you like to do this meditation, maybe? Wouldn't it be nice? Of course. Good. I would do it anyways. And I'm sitting now here with the microphone. Slujate. Give your mind as a gift to me. Shyama Sundara, the one with the moon-like face, shining locks of hair, and beautiful eyebrows. There is a rain of nectar coming from this Lord in the form of glances of sweet mercy. So, I thought we would do this meditation. And because, and I will do something to bring us all here into this tent. Do you understand that it is so important to think of Krishna and not just engage your body in his service? Have you understood the example of the servant of the king who is somewhere else really while he is moving his body. Give your mind as a gift to Krishna. Become mindless. This only is good if you give your mind to Krishna, because then the mind will become invigorated and become your real friend. My dear devotees, you have to practice this. At this moment we have a problem. Our creation emotions seem to be more real than Krishna. Our Bosnian emotions or Serbian emotions are the same. Therefore, we will always act upon our emotions. And not act upon Krishna, who is still far away from us, much farther away than our own emotions, for instance. So we must bring Krishna into our heart and we must practice it. It's not a luxury, it's a must. So this was a little meditation. Now we will become more practical and we come to the second point. A pen, please. Bhava Mat Bhakto, become my servant.
Bhava Mat Bhakto, postani moj sluga.
Yes. You can just write Manmana, there should be, you can circle it. Yes. This was the first point. Now we come to the second circle. Bhava Mat Bhakto. Become my servant. What does this practically mean? This is a very interesting subject. The Acharyas explain. After having given your mind to Krishna, you will now give your senses to Krishna. You give all your senses, such as the ear, to Krishna. An example is you would start to hear about Krishna. You will, with your tongue, chant his holy name. With your eyes, you see the deities as an act of service. With your body, you clean the temple and anoint it. And you pick flowers. You offer garlands, ornaments. Or in other forms of deity worship, you offer Krishna an umbrella against the sun and a chamara. Krishna, now I want to give you an example what it means to give your senses to Krishna. Again, I want you to close your eyes. This will be a simple exercise. We will now purposefully use one of our senses, that's the ear. Are you ready, Ojasvi? Good. Again, please close your eyes and do the breathing for a little while. Now I will make different sounds, and you have to tell me later what it was. Don't look. This was the first sound. Remember what it was? I will ask you later. Now comes the second sound. Don't look. Easy. Now you will become detectives of sound. Just concentrate and try to name in your mind as many sounds as you can which come from the environment. With your consciousness, go all over the camp and hear every single sound. But don't forget to start with inside the tent. This is an exercise which you must do with speed and a tremendous attention. You will hear the sound of the cartels when you can begin. And you will hear the sound of cartels when the exercise ends. The idea is to hear as many sounds as possible. Maybe you will even hear a sound from your body. We are close to the Balkan areas, so this is natural. Please start. As many sounds as possible. When you think you are done within the tent, move all over the camp. There are millions of sounds in the camp. Try to hear as many as possible. Thank you very much. Now, please tell me what were the first sounds which I made. Yes. Yes. Govindananda will explain to me and translate to me. Yes, thank you. Vodu. Papira, yes.
You open the paper.
Yes.
The third was
What did you notice in the tent?
Camera.
Do you heard the camera?
Camera?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Photo camera?
I didn't hear this. Very good, yes. Yeah.
They hear the noise from the computer?
Yeah. Okay. Breathing?
Bangles.
Bangles? Oh.
Swallowing.
We also heard you and Stavavri.
Yeah.
Explaining.
Oh, yeah. Very important. We heard Sachinanda Swami and Stavavali. Yeah, in the middle. Yes, we were explaining in the middle. Yes. I thought you hurt my stomach. Someone did something with his mouth.
The sound of the plastic.
Sound of the plastic, yeah. Sound of the machine. Someone was imitating a bird.
We heard like it was a frog, something like frog.
Cricket or frog. Now we move outside the tent.
The barking of the dog.
Woof woof, yes. Children. What? Dog, yes. Dog. Car.
Boat in the sea.
Boat on the sea, motorboat. Someone laughing, yes.
Sound of the wind.
Sound of the wind. Dina Dayal, what did you hear? Yes, sleeping. Sorry, no, you didn't hear yourself sleeping. You were not here. Your mind was somewhere else. I know. I saw this. I want to tell you what I heard. I heard the wind in the trees, and there was one time where I thought maybe I did not hear that, but then I heard it again and again, and finally I couldn't deny the experience. First I saw the waves on the coming to the rock, and I heard very softly the sound which the waves make on the rocks. Do you know this sound? When you sit very close, I had noticed I had left the tent for a moment and had gone to the beach. Because this morning I wanted to sleep, to swim, and there were medusas, I heard, so we didn't want to go. Was this a real experience or an unreal experience? When you train your mind, you will be able to go everywhere. Prabhupada says, from one moment to the next, you can be from here in India. If you train your mind, it can go to Krishna. And you can perceive Him. This came undesired by me. That was. But you can train the mind to go wherever you wanted to go. It can go faster than a machine. We are in yoga. This is something for the inner sense, the mind. I have one problem with modern Hare Krishna people. They only engage the senses, but the mind is vacant. That was not always so. And that should not remain. So we will start by consciously using our senses with consciousness. When you have darshan, have darshan. See the deities. Concentrate. When you clean the temple, try to really clean it. Concentrate yourself. When you pick flowers, pick them with the idea, I want to bring these flowers to Krishna. Very soon you will become healthy in your mind. And you will feel how the mode of goodness will rise. When the modern man and also the modern Hare Krishna person is just doing something and his mind is somewhere else, this can bring schizophrenia at the very end. I was just talking with a devotee who had some information from psychology, and there was a startling news the devotee brought to my attention. If you are never there where you are, you train your mind in schizophrenia, split mind. For instance, if you speak and you are not there with your mind, it can become dangerous and you might become a health case. Now many devotees sit down each day for 2 hours and think of something else than they are speaking. Two hours they are moving in very dangerous mental territory. Do you think you can do this for many years and remain a healthy person? You might say, no, Satchinandan Swami, please. The Hare Krishna mantra is always beneficial if you chant it with attention or without attention. Only when you chant material sound, then it's dangerous. Is this really true? We learn in the scriptures that if we chant with offenses, we will not get love of Godhead. I also don't think that chanting Hare Krishna is without attention is in the beginning dangerous. I think in the beginning it is like New Age music, you know, you hear in the background when you go to the bio store. It's not dangerous. But if for a long time this is your practice, then it can become problematic. Now this shouldn't mean that I better don't chant. Start to chant properly your rounds with attention. And I was trying to give this exercise with you, make this exercise with you, so that you learn what it means to concentrate your, to use your senses in the service. It basically means that you take your concentration and intelligence and use your senses. This is what it means to become a servant of Krishna. It means you give all your senses, such as the ears, to Lord Krishna. All right, so let me just see, what is the time, please? I have forgotten my wristwatch. 7:15. We will now go a little faster to end this class. This third area which our Tridasha Roy will encircle for us is Madhyaji, worship Krishna. Do you know that worship has a child? Like a woman has a child? Worship also has a child, which comes together with worship. It's sacrifice. Today I observed one of my favorite pujaris, Anupma, doing her deity worship. She had to choose the right dress which would match. Have you noticed the wonderful white cloth which hangs between Gorni Thai? Worship means you sacrifice something to Krishna. You give some objects to Krishna. Something which smells nice, flowers, incense, lamp, boga. Krishna says, be my worshipper. Like a little child, you come to Krishna and say, this is for you, my Lord. An incense. Please smell. We have taken a nice fragrance for you. This lamp is for you, Krishna. It will dispel all the darkness. It is the lamp of my love for you. This means, you know, if you have such thoughts, you will develop some bhakti. The last point which Tridasha Roy will encircle for us is Namaskuru. It means give respects to Krishna. The most Krishna, maybe the child is alone crying for the mother, but please go in and you are can see maybe some help is required. Yes, mother is there. Maybe mother needs some milk to give to the child. Please tell her, give her some advices. There's some great problem. Give respects to Krishna. The Hindus usually do like this. Pranam Krishna ji. But we want to give our obeisances to Krishna. Do it purposefully for Krishna. I once made a study of what is a good obeisances. It was a little bit after I came to Sweden once, and Srila Prabhupada was arriving in the Stockholm temple. We only had a picture of Panchatattva on the altar, and his picture, it was a Guru Gauranga altar. That was the old times. Prabhupada came in and offered his prostrated obeisances before the altar. At that time I thought, Prabhupada is only a little paper picture. Why do you take this great discomfort to lay yourself out in the open, only for a paper picture of which had been torn out of a book or cut out of a book? And later I learned my lessons. I had become an atheistic Hare Krishna. For Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya was there. Was not some paper there. He paid his obeisances to the most merciful Lord who had come to save the Swedish people. What is behind Prabhupada's vision? The mind! The mind is the most important point in offering your obeisances to Krishna. There is Panchanga Pranam and Ashtanga Pranam. Panch means like the Matajis with five bodily limbs.
Panch znači sa pet dijelova tijela kao što poštovanje od Matajis.
Hands and arms. No, hands. Wait a minute. Arms. No, hands and arms. Legs. Two. Ah, now I know. Feet and knees. Two. Hands and arms. Forehead. I made a mistake. One amongst the five is the mind. Yes, I can't count so well, as you know. And then there is the Ashtanga Pranam. That's when you lay, you put yourself on the floor. Also there, the eighth ingredient is just like in the Mataji case, the mind. You bow down and then you put your mind to Krishna. Either you touch your mind to the lotus feet of the Lord, or you sincerely pray for his mercy. Yes. So after Krishna has made these four points, think of him, serve with the senses, worship him with items, and offer respect, he comes to the point. He says, with tears in his eyes and folded hands, please believe me, I make an oath. Satyam means I tell the truth.
Satyam znači govorim istinu.
Satyam te. You will surely come to me. My dear devotees, this is all what Krishna wants from you. And he promises, making Satyam te means he makes an oath.
Yeah.
Do you know what it means, an oath? On the Bible, I swear that I have eaten only two pieces of marzipan today, not three. Oh, sorry, this is not a good. That I will only tell the truth. Yeah. This is a very serious thing. If you break an oath, you are a criminal. Krishna says Satyam te to make it sure. Arjuna, if you do these four things, you will come to me. My dear devotees, for a healthy spiritual life, you only need to do four things. It starts with thinking of Krishna. My suggestion to you, all of you, is that you write these four things down in your and put it on a piece of paper before on the door before you go out into the world, and then you practice, practice, practice until you become a substantial devotee.
Zalijepite ih na vrata prije nego što izlazite u svijet da ih možete vidjeti, a potom prakticirate, prakticirate i prakticirate kako biste postali tvarni bhakti.
If you learn this, you will surely come to Krishna.
Ako to tako činite, sigurno ćete doći do Krishna.
He will surely take care of you.
On će se zasigurno pobrinuti za vas.
So, In the coming days, I would like to give you a seminar, which is we will hear a little. Srila Prabhupada will preach to us. I have some very nice ideas how to, we will hear his voice actually. We will hear some very, very powerful advices. And more than anything, I do hope, we have to see, to talk about Krishna, so that Krishna becomes more a reality for you. I feel extremely excited to give this seminar. I always wanted to give such a seminar in the Croatian summer camp, and now it is my time, and I hope it is our time together. I also want to give ample opportunity for questions, which I would like to do tomorrow. Tomorrow I will talk only a little, and then we will have questions if you wish to have also on this lecture. But because we have Gonitai from our Zagreb temple, and they are accustomed to a very regular standard, which has been going on since many, many, many years since they are really installed, we will end really on seven o'clock sharp. Yes. Did you like this prayer which we have chanted together? This prayer is extremely powerful. And I would like to end this session with this prayer again. May Krishna protect both of us. May we work together with great energy. May our studies be enlivening and effective. May we never quarrel with each other. This is a prayer which a Vedic teacher, like a Brahmana, prays with the students before they start the session. I do this even when I have non-devotees there, this prayer, and we always, our studies become much more empowered then.
Prije toga izgovorimo u molitvu, tako da naš studij bude uspješan.